I think, you know, as far as tackles, you know, he's one of the best out there, you know. You got Trent Williams, you know, he's one of the best out there too. And can't forget about Smith too. So at the end of the day, you know, they all good tackles or whatever, but I just gotta do my part, you know, as a right end and get to the quarterback. But like I say, it all starts from the run first. So, you know, at the end of the day, they're good tackles, but you know, it's all competition with me. You know, I'm trying to give them the best I got, you know, and I know when I get out there, I'm gonna go the best. I'm gonna do the best I can to get to the quarterback.
Is it still the same with the Eagles and stopping the run first? Because McCoy's numbers haven't been as good as usual this year.
It don't matter about the numbers, man. Honestly, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, he's still that same old running back. You know what I mean? There's nothing changed. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, as soon as you forget about him, you know, he got 100-something yards. You know what I mean? Probably in the first quarter, you know what I mean? Not even by the half, by the first quarter. Then you're going to look stupid. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, it don't matter about the numbers with him. Like, he know what he could produce and what he could do. So,
in addition to McCoy, they also have Sproles. What has he brought to that offense? How has he made it different?
He's fast. You know what I mean? I remember we was in New Orleans. We had problems with him when they put up 40 points against us, you know? And, you know, like I say, you can't forget about him. You know what I mean? The moment you forget about them, they 100-something yards, you know, first quarter, you know? It might seem impossible. It can't happen, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, those are two good running backs or whatever, and the most I can do is don't forget about the run, and so is my teammates too. So, like, we're going to play the run first, and then we'll get to the quarterback second. They had a great screen game. You know, we had a bad first half, and then second half we came out and, you know, we corrected ourselves, and we was playing the screen much better. We were chasing our quarterbacks as far as the DNs and the tackles and turning the run to the ball. And I think that's what we need to do this week is turn and run to the ball no matter what. You know what I mean? There's going to be times you're tired of the screen or whatever, but, like, you know, we know what happened in that first half of last week game. We can't start off slow, so we got to turn and run to the ball. And that's a big key to screen passes or whatever for the defensive lineman to turn and run to the ball and find the ball and find the running back. It's football. You know what I mean? Every game will be hard. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. You know, I'm not worried about what kind of offense they're running or whatever. Just I'm out there to play some great football, and whatever, you know, me, Perryfield, our defensive coordinator call, we're gonna run into the best of our ability, and we're gonna get to the ball.
Do you mind a fast pace or because?
I don't mind it. You know what I mean? You just gotta get yourself in shape. You know what I mean? You know, we know it's gonna be a whole different ball game. You know what I mean? They're not gonna hold the ball. We already prepared for them the running ball, run the quick offense. Even if they don't, you know, we will prepare for a normal offense, or whatever. So. At the end of the day, we're not running by. It's a fast-paced offense. You got to make sure you're good and you're ready for, you know what I mean, Sunday night football.